Hello, Mrs. Norhunt.
Yeah, this is her.
Hi, ma'am. Good evening. My name is Mary, and I'm calling from National Opinion Surveys. I am not selling anything. I am conducting an opinion survey, and I would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Let me ask you, does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Okay. Thank you very much. Now, are you 18 or older and registered to vote?
Yes.
Okay, thank you very much. Now, I know it's still a ways off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Or are the chances 50-50, or you probably not vote?
The chances are 50-50.
Okay, thank you very much. Now, regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, or something else?
Independent.
Okay, thank you very much. And what is your age?
22.
22? Okay, thank you very much.
Yep.
Now, just to be sure we're representing everyone, may I ask your race?
Yeah, I'm Middle Eastern.
Middle Eastern, okay. Thank you very much. Does that mean that you're Asian, white, or is...
It's under white.
Under white, okay. Thank you very much. Now, and please rate your level of motivation for voting in the upcoming presidential and congressional elections in November 2024 on scale from 0 to 10. Where 0 means you're not at all motivated to vote this year, and 10 means you're extremely motivated to vote. You may use any number between 0 and 10.
Probably 0.
0. Thank you very much. Now, thinking about the direction the country is heading in, generally speaking, are you very dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Very dissatisfied.
Thank you very much. And generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
Disapprove.
And will you say that you somewhat disapprove or strongly disapprove?
Strongly disapprove.
Thank you very much. And do you approve or disapprove of the way Democrats in the U.S. Congress are handling their jobs?
Disapprove.
Okay. Do you somewhat disapprove or strongly disapprove?
Strongly.
Thank you very much. Now, I'm going to read a list of different issues and concerns some people may say they want the President and Congress to be focused on. For each, I want you to rate on scale from 0 to 10 how important issue it is for you to have them focused on. Use a 10 if it is the most important, a 5 if it's somewhat important, or a 0 if it isn't important at all. You can use any number between 0 and 10.
What's the most important one?
For the most important one will be 10.
Okay.
So, the first one, criminal justice reform that fights racial profiling by police and holds bad cops.
8.
An 8?
Yeah.
Thank you. Creating more affordable housing.
8.
Thank you. Protecting Social Security and Medicare.
8.
Okay. Working to end the war in Gaza.
10.
Thank you very much. Banning TikTok.
Sorry?
Banning TikTok.
0.
Thank you. Protecting our personal data online from big corporations.
0.
Thank you. Making college more affordable.
10.
Thank you. Protecting abortion and reproductive rights.
10.
Okay. Reducing crime and violence.
0.
Thank you very much. Now, do you believe the President and Congress are spending their time and energy on issues that are important to you?
No.
Thank you very much. Now, you answered that the President and Congress are not focused on issues that are important to you. Does that make you less likely to vote, or are you still motivated to vote? Okay.
No, it makes me less.
Thank you very much. Now, I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. A 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable. And a 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. And if you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please say so. Okay, we're almost done with the survey. So, Republicans in Congress.
Probably 0.
Thank you. Mike Johnson.
Never heard of him.
Okay. Meta/Facebook.
No opinion.
Thank you. Elon Musk.
Probably 50.
50. Thank you very much. Hakeem Jeffries.
No opinion.
Okay. Donald Trump.
Probably 50.
Thank you very much. Democrats in Congress?
0.
Okay. TikTok?
100.
Okay. Robert F. Kennedy Jr.?
Probably 50.
Thank you. Joe Biden?
Probably 0.
Thank you very much. And I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today and the candidates were Green Party, candidate Jill Stein, Republic Donald Trump, Democrat Joe Biden, Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., and Independent Cornel West, for whom will you vote? If you're undecided, please say so.
Probably Independent.
Okay. Thank you very much. That will be Robert F. Kennedy Jr.
Uh-huh.
Now, and generally speaking, what makes you support Robert F. Kennedy Jr. for president?
Well, I just don't like how both Donald Trump and Joe Biden would handle the war in, or the genocide going on in Palestine right now. So maybe someone else will handle it differently.
Okay. Thank you very much for your opinion, ma'am. This is really important to us. Now, just changing a little bit things now, we want to ask you a couple of questions about tech issues that have been in the media recently. So, generally speaking, how much will you say you understand and know about artificial intelligence or AI?
Probably a lot.
Okay. Will you say that a great deal, a fair amount, not much, or nothing at all?
The highest one, probably.
Thank you. And generally speaking, do you think that artificial intelligence or AI is going to be more of a benefit to humanity and our society or more of a threat?
More of a benefit.
Will you say much more of a benefit or somewhat more of a benefit?
Much more.
Thank you very much. Now, which of the following is closer to your view? Tech companies should be more regulated than they currently are. Tech companies should be less regulated than they currently are. Or the current level of regulation of tech companies is about right.
The current level is about right.
Thank you very much. And thinking about the potential use and misuse of your personal data online, which of the following do you feel is the biggest threat to your personal data privacy and security? Google, Facebook, X, formerly known as Twitter, Instagram, video games, TikTok, or YouTube?
Instagram.
Thank you very much. Now, how often do you use each of the following social media platforms, if at all? YouTube? Will you say multiple times a day?
Yeah, multiple times a day.
X or Twitter?
Multiple times a day.
Okay. TikTok?
Multiple times a day.
Okay. Instagram?
Multiple times a day.
Okay. And Facebook?
None.
Okay. So you don't use it at all?
No, not at all.
Okay. Thank you very much. We're almost done. Just a few more questions. Now, as a TikTok user, which of these uses is the most important to you personally? Organizing, communicating with, and hearing from your commissioned products, watching entertaining content, accessing unfiltered news and information, learning new skills, for example, cooking, home and car repairs, etc., or connecting with people who share your views and values?
Probably cooking.
Okay, thank you very much. Now, I'm just going to read a few statements about different social media companies. For each, please tell me whether you agree or disagree with that statement. So, media plays a positive role in society.
Disagree.
Okay. Will you say that you strongly disagree or somewhat disagree?
Strongly disagree.
Thank you. So, Meta keeps its user data secure. Do you agree or disagree?
What did you say?
That it keeps the user's data secure.
Probably strongly disagree.
Thank you. X or Twitter keeps its user's data secure.
Agree.
Okay. Will you strongly agree or somewhat agree?
Somewhat.
Thank you. Now, TikTok keeps its users' data secure.
I don't know. Is there a middle option? I don't know. That one.
You can say whether you somewhat agree or somewhat disagree.
Somewhat agree.
Thank you.